How did that happen? Holding people accountable for results the positive principled way. Authors: Roger Connors, Tom Smith. True accountability. Accountability is not about punishing someone who has failed to meet your expectations. It is a way to act, an attitude, a way of looking at your circumstances, good or bad, and taking the view that only you are responsible for what you do next. It is a personal attitude that exemplifies who you are. It is a way of being that empowers you, your team, and your organization to meet your highest expectation. There are two sides to the accountability coin. One side is taking accountability yourself, and the flip side is holding other people accountable. We will examine the other side of the accountability coin, holding people accountable for results in a way that conquers all the damaging behaviors that permeate so many organizations today. You can follow the accountability sequence and learn how to hold others accountable for delivering on expectations in the positive, principled way that produces results. Never again will your attempts to hold people accountable backfire in a way that hurts your objective. You will discover the key to getting things done is through others. Accountability sequence. The accountability sequence is divided into two parts, the outer ring and the inner ring. In the outer ring, you form, communicate, and inspect expectations. It deals with establishing expectations, the fundamental activity that establishes our accountability relationships with others and helps holding them accountable. In an inner ring, you engage in an accountability conversation to determine the best way to deal with unmet expectations. During the accountability conversation, you address the four main causes of missed delivery: poor motivation, inadequate training, too little personal accountability, and an ineffective culture. Solving these problems with the right solution can convert any unmet expectation into a success. The very process of managing those expectations is the act of holding them accountable. Art of the sequence successfully holding others accountable to deliver on expectations requires effort and skill, even though the process itself is quite simple. Many people do not take the time to follow such logical and deliberate steps consistently. Their experience has taught them that holding others accountable means threats and punishment. When they do that, they immerse themselves in an increasingly destructive process. To hold someone accountable means to effectively form, communicate, align, and inspect the fulfillment of an expectation in the positive, principled way that enables people to achieve results now and in the future. When you effectively hold people accountable, you win, they win, and each of your organization's stakeholders wins. Three axioms of the outer ring. 1. Accountability fallacy. People make a common mistake when they assume that others fail to follow through because there is something wrong with them. Basically, we assume people to be guilty until proven innocent. When leaders fall prey to the accountability fallacy, they not only assume that their people are flawed, but that they themselves can do little to change those flaws except punishing people. 2. Accountability assumption. Whenever you begin by assuming the worst in others, you will see their worst behavior emerge. The accountability assumption allows you to begin with the view that people want things to work just as much as you do, and that they are doing all they can to make that happen. 3. Accountability truth. Provides a more effective way of looking at the problem when people fail to deliver on expectations. When you embrace this principle, you take control of future outcomes and internalize the continual need to improve your effectiveness with respect to holding others accountable. Outer ring steps. 1. Form expectations. You cannot hold someone accountable if you have not first formed clear expectations. There are good, better, and best expectations. Forming the best expectations is essential to fulfilling critical expectations. You must take into account all of the people, both upline and downline, on whom you depend to fulfill your expectations. You should take more time to form key expectations that must be achieved, and that will require commitment from everyone in the expectations chain to do what needs to be done to deliver the results. When you form expectations, you must weigh the specifics of what you want, as well as the specific people who will be required to take accountability to make it happen. The expectations chain consists of all the people who are connected to each other to fulfill your expectations. Everyone is a part of a chain of expectations in the business world. We all have a boss, someone who has expectations of us that we should fulfill. We form links in the chain by defining expectations for others based on what's expected of us. When you establish expectations, apply the form checklist that is fundamental to effective expectations. 2. Communicate expectations. The next step in the outer ring involves communicating key expectations with such clarity that people understand what is expected and why it is important for them to deliver. This level of understanding can only come from complete and compelling communication. The why, what, when approach helps you convey an expectation so clearly and compellingly that it engages people's minds and hearts. It all starts with the explanation of the why behind the expectation. This explanation must spark the imagination, and it must precede any statements about what you want to see happen and when you want to see it happen. 3. Complete alignment means agreement. The next step is to ensure alignment around your expectations with everyone in the expectations chain. Your efforts at carefully forming and thoughtfully communicating your expectations can be entirely undone unless you create and maintain alignment with everyone in the chain. This has two kinds: complete alignment and complyment. Complyment occurs when people decide to move together towards a destination, because they have determined that moving forward and complying with what you want them to do will satisfy their best interests. Complyment brings the hands and feet to the task, while complete alignment engages the heart and mind and affects everyone else throughout the expectations chain. Complete alignment brings people to a level of agreement where they believe in and completely commit themselves to fulfilling expectations. Alignment meetings. Conducting short meetings held on a regular basis with the appropriate people in your expectations chain can help you understand the degree of alignment within your organization and ensure that all links remain lined up in the same direction. When you hold an alignment meeting, make sure to identify your key expectations for a given individual or team. Apply the alignment dialogue to these expectations and periodically use the keeping up quiz to check in. 4. Inspect what you expect. Getting the results you want depends on performing this step well. If you don't, all the hard work you put into forming, communicating, and aligning key expectations will go unrewarded. Implement the inspection process properly, and you may actually see people exceed your expectations. The inner ring. How to face unmet expectation. Sometimes, even the most painstaking efforts to form, communicate, align, and inspect your expectations cannot prevent disappointment. That's when you move into the inner ring of accountability sequence and implement its strategies for dealing with any disappointments that come your way. The inner ring is the second part of the accountability sequence model that helps you diagnose and solve the problem of unmet expectations. Managing your frustration with unmet expectations is critical to the effective application of the inner ring solutions. Managing unmet expectations in the inner ring is as important as achieving results as working effectively through the outer ring. The accountability conversation provides a powerful approach to working with difficult circumstances and turning failure into success. Inner ring steps. 1. Examining motivation. When we talk about the lack of motivation as the driving force behind unmet expectations, we are not suggesting that people are just too lazy to do the job well. Motivation means giving people a compelling reason to work hard on the cause in hand. When that cause matches their personal goal, they get motivated to do what you need them to do. You can easily get people moving, but it's not so easy to get them fully invested in a cause. You can take the following steps to enroll people in your cause. Define it. State the cause in the form of a story with a plot, setting, and characters. Sell it. Become a storyteller with the objective of persuading and convincing people in the expectations chain to buy in to the cause. Be sure to address the why questions. Advocate it. Continue to publicly support the cause by reinforcing the story with additional supporting evidence and telling and retelling the story over time. Celebrate it. Acknowledge the success in a public way, not only the ultimate success of achieving the goal, but also milestones along the way. Motivators rely on persuasion to convince others to dedicate their hearts and minds to the undertaking. They speak from their hearts in a sincere, genuine, and honest way. Their stories always ring true. 2. Targeted training. If you suspect that people are failing to meet expectations because of a deficiency in training, then you will want to provide training that increases the capability of everyone to deliver over the long term. For your training of others, you and they must move from unaware, unable, to aware, the highest stage of competency. There are 4 levels of training needs that trigger 4 different interventions. 1. Coaching to the problem. The person generally performs well and only occasionally fails to deliver. Such a situation triggers a training intervention that you can implement quickly. 2. Coaching to the pattern. You detect a more consistent pattern of missed deliveries, you need to invest more time and effort in the training. 3. Coaching to the performance. A serious pattern of problems persists, making it clear that the person will never succeed without developing much greater capability. Applying training at this interim level can produce a payoff, albeit not always an immediate one. A person at this level may need off-site formal schooling, training courses offered by professional groups, and a lot of after-hours studying. 4. Coaching to the placement. This includes those who have not responded to your attempts to develop and train them. Their continued missed delivery triggers the only solution left, coaching to placement. You can place them in another job better suited to their abilities, or you can counsel them out of the organization. 3. Assessing accountability. Sometimes people fail to deliver on expectations because they do not take sufficient personal accountability to overcome obstacles and determine what else they can do to achieve a desired result. Even highly motivated and well-trained people sometimes suffer from a lack of accountability. The accountability model describes what it means to take personal accountability by moving above the line to see it, own it, solve it, and do it. When people deflect their accountability, they can get trapped below the line in the blame game. Traditionally, many organizations have relied on a top-down flow, where those in the authority positions assume responsibility for generating accountability. A bottom-up flow replaces a focus of accountability on individuals at every level and their proactive efforts to embrace and create accountability. People you depend upon and hold accountable to fulfill your expectations surround you, your boss, subordinates, peers, team members, and even suppliers. 4. Consider culture. In the best culture, people take accountability to think and act on a daily basis in the manner necessary to develop successful solutions, find answers, and overcome obstacles. The following are the types of accountability cultures in best to worst order. Culture of accountability. People willingly take personal accountability for their successes and failures. Culture of complacency. People assume accountability only for their job, which they define as narrowly as possible. Culture of confusion. People feel unsure about what they will be held accountable for, so they make their best guess and hope they are right. Culture of intimidation. People take accountability for the things they feel forced to own, worrying more about who they are accountable to rather than what they are accountable to achieve. Culture of abdication. People go to great lengths to avoid taking accountability for anything, including their own jobs.